Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited to have our good friend Rick Lepsinger back on the show. Rick's president of On Point Consulting. He's the co-author of a number of books, including Virtual Team Success, along with Darlene DeRosa. And he also is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and a consultant to companies like yours and mine, helping us make sure that we get the most out of the teams that we have, the people that we have working with us and for us, and what we do together. And he's here with some ideas that I think will benefit us. Rick Lepsinger, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Influence. You know, influence is... I'm always trying to influence my wife. It never works. I'm always trying to influence customers. Sometimes that works. I'm trying to influence employees, and sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't. We can all use a little help in gaining influence, and as we work with people, regardless on what level, isn't it?
Right. No. Absolutely. And as you know, more and more as we depend on people that we don't have direct authority over, you know, it's not a kind of hierarchical structure, the more and more we depend on people like that, the more important the ability to influence and gain their support and commitment becomes.
Right. Well, one of the things that you've been working on are some tactics, some four influence tactics that you guys have been studying that people use in order to gain influence. And I'd like for you to identify those four, and let's talk about them.
Yeah, sure. Actually, over the years, we've actually identified 11. We were trying to take a look at the tactics that the most effective leaders and managers use to gain support and commitment of others, and we found 11, but we also identified four, which is the four that you're referencing, that have the strongest correlation with gaining commitment, the four that are most likely to gain the commitment of others. Mm-hmm. So those four are rational persuasion, inspirational appeal, consultation, and what we're calling collaboration. I can go into a little bit of detail on each one of those.
What do these four have in common? Is that it, there's a result is likely to happen
using
these
tactics? The thing they have in common, at least based on our study, is that they tend to be more likely to gain commitment. But mm-hmm. I think the nice thing about them is that they're actually quite different in their approach mm-hmm. and their look and feel, which when you use them in a bundle and as a grouping, they can be very, very powerful. Hmm. So the rational persuasion is using facts and logic, to support your argument overall. Inspirational appeal is an appeal to someone's values and beliefs to help them understand how your proposal is either aligned with their values or will help them achieve their values. Consultation is involving people in shaping the final outcome, getting their input and using their input to determine how to proceed. And collaboration is working with people to figure out how to reduce the difficulty of complying with your request.
So rational persuasion would be where if I'm trying to sell a customer on an idea of doing business with me, you know, I would identify something that would make complete sense to him or her and build that into my proposal, for example.
Yeah, and support it with facts. And the key to being effective.
And hopefully their facts, not my facts.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. You need to influence someone from their point of view.
Right.
Rather than your own point of view.
And so rational persuasion, pardon me, Rick, I want to get to make this point before we go. Yeah. Rational persuasion will require you to do some homework, then, won't it?
Absolutely. In order to use any of the tactics well, you need to understand the other person's situation, what's important to them, to be able to position your request or proposal in the most meaningful and impactful way.
So rational persuasion is where you've identified something that you can find some common ground on, or that you can talk to them about. It's something that you're pretty sure that they're going to agree with, but you've got to identify that. You've got to find that, folks, right?
Right, and that's actually the key to rational persuasion, because sometimes if you ever wonder why your well-thought-out argument isn't having the impact, the two conditions need to be in place. One of them is that your goals and the goals of the other person need to be aligned.
Right.
So your rational argument is actually taking them in a place where they want to go. And the second is that you need to be seen as a credible resource.
Right.
If they believe they know more than you or as much as you, your idea is greatly weakened.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back with Rick Lepson there after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.